Folks, really good to have you joining us today. We welcome you in the Saviour's precious name. We're in Newcastle, County Down, just outside of the town of Newcastle at the Greenhill YMCA. It's Saturday the 24th of September, so just another 3 months until Christmas Eve, and I'm sure many of you are getting excited about that. But we're on our Young People's Weekend, or Senior Youth Weekend. A really good bunch of young people, really enjoyed their company, and many of them full of the joy of the Lord and enthusiastic about the things of God. And so we pray that God will bless them and lead them and guide them in the days and, God willing, the years that lie ahead. But as we have said, we're at the Greenhill YMCA here in Newcastle. It's a great facility. I want to just advertise it a wee bit. If you're in the area and you need somewhere to stay, or you've got a bunch of young people, plenty of activities. There's bouldering, high ropes courses, and all sorts of different things. Friendly staff from all over the world, Colombia, Brazil, Spain, Italy, one lad even from Yorkshire, and it's been lovely to meet them. But I was just thinking as I was walking about here, just taking a wee time to myself, Greenhill YMCA. YMCA used to stand for Young Men's Christian Association. I'm not sure what it stands for today, but nevertheless, Greenhill YMCA Newcastle. And as you just thought about that title or that name, Greenhill, it reminds us of that lovely old hymn. There is a green hill far away, outside a city wall, where the dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. There was none other good enough to pay the price for sins. Jesus only could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in. And I wonder, have you ever thought about that hill called Calvary? We read in the Gospels, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him. And recently in my devotional Bible readings, I've been reading through the Gospel of John. And just recently from chapter 19, and it speaks about the crucifixion of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And Pilate brought the Lord out before the crowd and said, "Behold the man." And he challenged the people, "Consider this man, behold the man." He said, "I find no fault in him." And then later on, just before sending him to be crucified and nailed to the cross, he said, "Behold your king. Behold the man. Behold your king." And then at the beginning of John's Gospel, John 1, verse number 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And so three times we have it there, the word "behold" in John's Gospel, all in relation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Behold the man, behold the lamb, behold your king. I wonder, have you ever beheld the man? Have you ever looked in the face of Jesus Christ as he's revealed in Scripture? The Bible says that we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is in the bosom of the Father, hath declared him. And if you want to know what God is like, behold the man Christ Jesus. You'll discover that he's altogether lovely, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, higher than the heavens. Behold the man. Then John 1:29, behold the Lamb. And whenever the Son of God was crucified outside of that city wall, he laid down his life as a sacrifice for sins. The Bible says Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And on that cross, outside of Jerusalem, he suffered and bled and died and shed his precious blood. Can I say to you today, respectfully, whatever you're looking to, whatever you're trusting in, if it's not Jesus Christ, it's a broken reed, it's a false hope. I encourage you today to behold the Lamb of God. Isaiah 44, or 45 rather, 22, exhorts us, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Behold the man, behold the Lamb. And then shortly before going to the cross, Pilate said to the Jewish people, "Behold your king." And they did not accept him as their king. Have you accepted Christ as your king? Can you say, "King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary." I trust today that if you haven't yet come, that you'll come even to the cross and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. And if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, make sure that he's enthroned in the throne of your heart. May God bless you And thank you for joining us today. See you next time. Bye-bye.